Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from VW.
Hello again. I've been having more difficulties with LR and RC questions. I took your advice from last time and have been attending those guilty, not guilty classes. Okay, so there's an LR class that's called guilty,
that's
not guilty.
That's Kevin's class, yeah.
Yeah, trying to figure out the validity of arguments. And they've been a great help. Thanks, Live! Exclamation point. Prediction is still something that's growing on me, and I'm getting better with it, but I found that understanding the key differences between certain words, such as between many, most, all, etc., has been the biggest leap forward for me. However, even after continued drilling in classes, I'm still stuck in on a plateau where I'm typically missing 7 to 11 questions on both sections. I'd love to know, VW, what your accuracy scores are. You know, people come in and they tell us how many they're getting wrong in a section. I'd like to know what percentage of the ones that you're doing are you getting right? Anyways, that would be interesting, right? My LG score is now almost perfect. Every single practice test that I'm taking, my reasoning is super analytical and I'm used to seeing only one correct answer, which is probably why I'm having some trouble with predictions, since sometimes I'll predict an answer that could be right and be way off compared to the answer choices. Okay, I really have two questions, semicolon, one more broad and the other more narrow.
That's a bad semicolon, VW.
Yep, you could do an M dash there. That would have done it.
Maybe a colon?
Or a colon, either one. Yep, they would have equated the two questions with what you then defined as your two questions.
Can't be a semicolon because what comes after the semicolon isn't a complete sentence.
Yep, needs to be a new sentence.
Okay.
I've read that for LG, for games, that there is a certain order in which to complete the questions. And I've heard before of some of the LR techniques for taking sections. Okay. This is a little bit all over the place. Are there any tips in ordering which questions I should tackle, or should I just go straight through? For logical reasoning and for reading comp, just go straight through. The more broad question is whether or not I should really focus on honing prediction skills or steer more towards learning the question types on logical reasoning and reading comp. I just saw in a lesson that all reading comp questions are must be true questions, so I'm going to try and apply that in my next drills slash practice sections.
Yeah, like 26 out of 27 reading comp questions are just must be trues. They might throw in a strengthen or a weaken, but you'll notice it when they say which one of the following, if true, undermines the logic in whatever part. So yeah, that's a weaken question, but everything else is just must be trues. If I had to pick between honing prediction skills or learning question types for LR, I don't know why I have to pick, but if I had to pick, I would definitely pick get better at prediction skills. And what I mean by that is get better at attacking the argument in the first place. Question types are important, but you also, if you just read the question carefully enough, I mean, it means what it says. So you don't have to perseverate on question types. Also, there's only like 10 or 12 different types, so it's not that hard to familiarize yourself with those types.
Yeah. I mean, but one thing that, VW said about predictions, right? It says, while I'm having some trouble with predictions, since sometimes I predict an answer that could be right and be way off compared to the answer choices. Well, maybe that is a problem with the argument, but you didn't see the other two problems with the argument? That's what I'm guessing here. Either your prediction is wrong or you're just not seeing all the problems.
Yeah. And I think that this is probably happening a lot on strengthen questions or weaken questions. Some question types have real wide ranges of possible answers. I mean, if an argument is incomplete, then there are infinite ways to strengthen it. And there are also infinite ways to weaken it. So you might have come up with a good strengthener or a good weakener, but there are 100 other strengtheners and weakeners. And so you got to be able to roll with it once you get down into those answers. You got to be able to recognize, oh, okay, so my prediction wasn't here, but this is also a good one.
Yeah, or, and this is what I see so often in class, is people will predict a problem and I'll say, yeah, that is a problem with the argument, but it's not the most glaring And it's not the thing I'm jumping up and down about, but you're jumping up and down about it because you're being so technical, and technically you're right. But what about the glaring issue from going from correlation to causation or something like that? Like they're missing the elephant in the room for something else, which is a problem, but not that serious.
Yeah. The answer is both, VW. You need to get better at predicting. And what I really mean by that is you need to get better at attacking the arguments in the first place. But then, yeah, you need to be familiar with the various types of questions. Like you need to know the difference between a flaw question and a weaken question, for example, because they just have different types of correct answers. A flaw question is asking you to describe the flaw that exists in the argument. So you have to be able to prove the answer that you pick based on the record. Whereas a weakened question is, hey, which one of these five, if it's true, is going to weaken the argument? And they are, those are different things. I mean, they're just not asking you the same question. So it is a good idea to make sure you're comfortable with those question types. Like we wouldn't talk about question types if they weren't important.
Yep. VW continues, I've taken the LSAT once already in November and I'm taking it again in January. So it's right around the corner again. Kind of last minute, but I'd love any help. Last minute? It doesn't sound like you're ready to take it.
Yeah, just withdraw from the January LSAT. You're not even close. Like you're not familiar with the question types on LR. Okay, withdraw from the January LSAT.
Yeah.
I mean, like if it's 2 weeks before your test and you have no familiarity with question types, you're not good at the LSAT. Like you're selling yourself short if you take the test. Just don't. Just like you need to take it seriously this time. You wasted an attempt in November. Don't waste another attempt in January.
So VW continues, you guys are great, exclamation point. If the classes you taught weren't so late in the evening for me, I would be at most of them. I wonder what time zone VW's in, because most of our classes are all over the day.
Right? Yeah, we do have classes. I mean, like just taking today as a representative example, we had game of the day at noon Eastern.
Yeah.
Perfect 10 at 2 p.m. Eastern. Cross training at 2:30, sorry, at 5:30 Eastern. What's he saying? The classes are late in the evening.
He must be in like Europe or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Good news is all those classes are recorded, so you can watch them, you know, within 24 hours, they're going to be posted and you can just kind of time shift it and you can still do all those classes, even if you can't watch them live.
Yeah.
Anything else for VW?
No, thanks for writing in.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.